David Ambrosio's latest project unearths Blue Note compositions thought to be lost to time. Civil Disobedience introduces listeners to a series of tunes recorded during the Civil Rights era and in the midst of Blue Note's organizational restructuring, which left the compositions shelved for over a decade. The project includes works by Bobby Hutcherson, Joe Chambers, Harold Land, and more. I got the chance to speak with David about the origins of this album, which began in 2018 as a one-night-only performance in New York City.
We played in New York City's Jazz Standard, and it was really an amazing night. So I was like, yeah, it seems that I need to continue this project. It just felt like a real calling for me.
Chatted about the historical context in which the compositions were recorded and why they might have been obscured for so long.
Blue Note at that time was bought out by a larger company, and the guys that were running the label at the time kind of didn't want to deal with that. And so they had recorded a ton of music because they were so interested in what these, you know, especially Black composers were doing at that time. And they wanted to record the modern music of the day, but they also had to put out what they could put out. Maybe the content of the music was one aspect, a little too modern maybe. They were worried about sales, you know, which makes sense. But on the other hand, some of the themes were, you know, these were hotbed topics at that time. And maybe they felt a little concerned about releasing them at that moment. It flew under the radar for a number of reasons, and it's really incredible modern music of the day that still seems so fresh today.
One example was Harold Land's Poor People's March, written for the Poor People's Campaign of 1968, a prominent multiracial effort for economic justice, led by Dr. King. The composition was originally recorded on Bobby Hutcherson's Spiral album in 1965 and 1968, but only released in 1979. Similarly, James Spalding's composition, A Time to Go, is also in dedication to Dr. King and is featured on Ambrosio's album. Chatting prior to his performance at Berlin in mid-April of 2026, David spoke transparently on the way the music lands, both for the player and listener in times of political and social instability.
In discovering this music, there's so many stories to this project. There's a real emotional context to this music and a real feeling in this music that is about a time, and it still kind of resonates and comes through today. You know, another aspect of it is just the importance of making connection, you know, the connection of the past to the present, connection between people. And I think it always it helped people understand life, you know, through the music. You know, it's not always so easy. It's you know, music is, everyone wants music to be fun and joyful, and it is, and it's beautiful. And you know, probably everyone wants to take a step away from all the, you know, thinking about this stuff. You know, I feel like I'm always kind of like doing a tightrope walk of like what, you know, how much do I just play music for people and how much do I kind of like try to make these connections and talk about this stuff.
Civil Disobedience, Blue Note in the Progressive 60s, is out on May 15th, featuring Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Donnie McCaslin on tenor, Bruce Barth on piano, Victor Lewis on drums, and David Ambrosio on bass. A documentary film accompanying the project is set to release in the near future. I'm Yancey, and
my name is David Ambrosio, and you're listening to Jazz 88 Minneapolis.